Am I really lovable?
You're just saying that. You're just saying that to make me feel good.
No, I'm not kidding.
You're not kidding? I'm really lovable?
Yeah.
You're pretty lovable, too. Did anyone ever tell you you were lovable?
No.
No, you're not.
I'm on a puppy.
Ross said, why are you feeding your little puppies? And he turned to Mark and said, let them eat, Mark. Let these dogs eat. They don't need your help. They would like to have a little help if they could, because they're just baby puppies, Ross. How about Marky? He can help them, too. Why can't Marky help them? Why? He knows how to help them. He has powers. Mark has them. You give him a present and let him help them, okay? Are you going upstairs and get him another present?
Yeah.
You're a very good boy, you know that? Ross said, I want Kit Kat. You know what I want? I want Kit Kat candies that are in my Halloween bag. They're right up here. I'll find them for you. So he started saying that this won't be hard to do. See how easy it is? Today is November 3rd. Ross said, I saw a big, Dad, you know what? I saw a big pumpkin at the store, a big pumpkin with feet. And then a little earlier he said, Dad, you better turn the water off because it's going to get too drowning. Better turn it off. He had been sort of wanted me to turn the water off for a while there. This is his bathtub.
Said, my powers will keep me to pieces. My powers kept me to pieces.
What is it, Battlestar Galactica?
I am Battlestar.
I am?
Yeah. Battlestar.
When is Battlestar on? Have you ever watched it on TV?
Jump on
you. Oh, you're terrible.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mommy, come and see this. Quick, Mom. Come and see Mom right now. You missed it. Come on, do it again, Mom.
Okay,
Mom. He did it and landed perfectly. Ross was looking at his brochure on some children's tapes, and he said, those are very scary. The ones with a sword are very scary. There are records in these books. Yes, they're not cassettes, Ross. They're records. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I won't give him your tape recorder.
No, don't get in where we put the records. Don't get me.
What's the name of that album?
The record player. Right. The record player.
Excellent.
And the record player.
Is that the place?
Yeah.
Bite, Mark. Bite. Yucky stuffy?
Yucky stuffy.
Well, Ross, what else? That's it. When will they come?
Christmas.
Right. I'll have Santa bring them down to me, okay?
My shirt. My shirt. Coming now without Christmas.
Nope. Nope, we have to wait till Christmas.
Nope.
I know it's hard to wait, Ross. You'll wait, though. It'll be great when they come.
May I sleep with you when it's Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Can I have something of beer?
Yeah. Oh, God. Something. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I can have some now, too.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Oh. I said, Rosenberry, you said, I wasn't hungry, I was thirsty, using the past tense to describe a relevant antecedent state or whatever. Careful, Mark.
I'm not careful.
That's right, you're not careful, but you better be careful.
I'm not hungry because I'm thirsty.
Are those exclusive? Are those two exclusive? Can you only be hungry or thirsty? You can't be both hungry and thirsty? Why not?
Because I've never done that.
But I met a man once. He had not eaten food all day, and he hadn't had anything to drink. And when he was finished, he was both hungry and thirsty.
So what? I'm not thirsty.
But it's possible.
I'm not hungry.
I know you're not. I understand that. But it is possible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not possible to do both? Sure it is. You can have hands and feet, can't you? You don't have to just have hands or just have feet. You can have both of them. Right. So can you be hungry and thirsty too? What do you think? Probably yes. Probably yes.
Milk.
Have you ever been hungry and thirsty?
Not your milk. I'm looking.
You've never been hungry and thirsty?
I'm looking.
Well, think about it a little bit more while I'm drinking your beer. We'll give you some more. We got a bottle there, okay? Who's two little apples? You broke it.
No, I
didn't. I said, Ross, you don't have to people make funny faces and somebody sneezes, they'll never get their face back. And Ross said, look, I made a funny face and then I broke it in half and now I got my face back. So he's proving I'm wrong by demonstration. Is that right, Ross? You think your daddy's wrong about the funny face?
Yeah.
Is your daddy ever wrong?
Yeah.
When is your daddy wrong?
He's wrong when he says silly things.
Does he say silly things very often?
All the time.
Does daddy say silly things very much?
All the time.
But are they fun?
No.
They're not fun? You don't want him to say them anymore? Putting Ross to bed on November 3rd, and he said, the other night you gave me more love than you're giving me right now. And I said, do you want love or Charlie Brown? He said, Charlie Brown. In other words, you wanted me to turn on the Charlie Brown tape. And then he said, maybe both. Ross said that his shirt was way too big for him. Ross said that we were talking about Bobby for apples, and I couldn't catch one. There was a lot of water to keep those apples up, but they were going around and round. What else, Ross?
Mommy.
Yeah?
Mommy.
You went downstairs and showed your costume, yeah? What did Diana do?
She
didn't? How come?
Because she
said come. Oh. How about Billy?
Yeah, he
came.
You didn't?
He was a Lone Ranger.
He was a Lone Ranger. Do you want to do that next time?
Ranger. Yeah, I'll be Lone Ranger next time.
And who's going to be Tonto? Who's going to be Tonto? Mark?
Yeah.
Tonto is Lone Ranger's faithful companion.
Maybe will be that.
Faithful companion?
Yeah.
Good. Tonto was a good man. Actually, a lot of times Tonto... Mommy said, would you... Here, you do it, Mom.
Ross said, Mommy, could I have apple juice, and I said,
instead of milk? Ross said, could be beer.
I told Ross that I had changed my mind about reading the book to him upstairs, or downstairs, and he said, I changed my mind, and we're going to do it downstairs. In other words, he thinks that if you change your mind, everything can go flip around, doesn't matter who changes his mind. Through Ross's color book, and he knows them cold. Pear, it's called.
Pear.
Okay, Ross, what color is this?
Blue, black, red, brown.
Yeah, very good, Ross. Those are all the birds. And you know, which color is that?
Green, red, yellow.
Boy, you know them cold, Ross. You're really good. Okay, do you know these colors? Which one is green?
Color.
Which one is green? Excellent. What's its name? Do you know the name of that thing? It's called a cricket.
Cricket?
They go grip, grip, grip.
Bite.
You know what that is?
Butterfly.
It's an ant.
Ant.
It's black.
Butterfly. Mm-hmm. Spider.
No, you know what that's called? A ladybug.
A ladybug.
It has red and has a little dot sign. Oh, you saw that on TV today.
Carrot.
Mm-hmm.
Corn.
You know what that is? Lettuce.
Bugs Bunny used to say, oh no!
And what would he do? With the carrot?
His carrot went down, down, down.
Mm-hmm.
Then he couldn't have any more carrots. And he said, oh no!
And what did he do with them?
He threw them in back in the garden.
All right. Bugs Bunny really likes carrots. How come? Oh, look. Isn't that pretty? Shows you all the colors. Shows you all the colors, Ross. Hey, he wanted his apple juice in bed, and he said, we can't wait all day for this apple juice. And then Mark was lying down by the door trying to get attention. He said, Mark, you better get back in bed. You're going to get in trouble. Right, Ross?
Yeah. My mom loves taking out.
What? Yeah, I know. Now, you're going to get in bed, Mark.
I have to go.
Ross said, I said I'm not ready to go. When I think I'm ready to go to preschool, then I will go. But not right now, I'm not ready to go. Is that right, Ross? Why don't you think you're ready to go yet? Ross said, we got a card table from the neighbors, November 8th. And Ross said, Dad, we got a big table. I've never seen a table like this. It sure is big. We got a table for our size. He really meant that it was a little table. And then he went on. Ross, is that a big table? Is that a big table or a little table?
That's a little table.
Oh, but you said it was a big table.
That's a little table.
Have you ever seen a table like that before?
Yeah.
What
did
you see it?
It's a little table coming our size.
What size is that?
Ours.
Who is us?
Me and
you and
Mark.
It's not my size, no.
No.
What size is it?
Me and Mark.
You and Mark, right?
Yeah.
So what kind of size is it?
Our.
Little boy size.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's some other little boys coming over.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to come over too.
Are they all boys?
No, I think they might be a girl, but mostly boys, I think. You like playing with boys?
I like girls
best. Girls are more fun. You like girls best?
Yeah.
How come girls are so fun?
I just talk to my heart.
Why?
Because
you love them?
No, because I think I'm a bamboo
fa. You're a bamboo fa?
I think you're a little boy.
I think I'm a damn pooper.
Oh, I see. Okay. Rob thinks he's a damn pooper. Ross, I didn't hurt my head. I didn't hurt my head when I jumped from the desk. What is this called? No, it's a counter. Very good. We better find the cat. If the cat comes in front of us, we better capture her. I bet he learned that. I've never taught him capture. I'm sure he learned that at preschool or from the TV or something.
I told Ross not to throw in a piece of wood. I said he couldn't throw it, and he said, that's why I'm not close to the fire. He said, what he meant is, that's because I'm not close to the fire. That's why I can't throw it in. And it would have been correct if he had said, because. Let's see. And then came up to me, you forgot to throw this in, you forgot this peel. You forgot to throw it in the garbage can, he said. Oh, let's see what else. Yes, that's it. Oh, Ross, I didn't know where the sweets were. He said, if you check, then you'll know. And I said, okay, I'll check it, and then I'll know. And he said, yeah, maybe. Why maybe? Maybe I don't know where they are, huh?
Because I don't know if you'll get them.
You don't know if I'll get them, right?
No.
I might not get them, right?
No.
Might not be able to find them?
No.
Might not be able to, huh? Okay.
One of them side of this way.
Yummy. Ross said, hurry up with those sweets. And I said, I've got to ask Mommy, right? And then he said, but I think you'll find them. I think so. Ross said, I want love. And I said, no, you can only have 2 minutes of love a day. And Ross said, you're silly and everything. And then I said, you're silly. And I said, no, you can only have 2 minutes of love a day. He said, I'm not going to change my mind. And I said, what's your mind? What do you believe? And he says, I said, what's your mind? What do you believe? And he said, I want love. So he remembered what he was that he was not changing his mind from. Ross said, I said, Ross, do you have any other friends at preschool? It's November 10th. He said, yeah, Billy and Richie's. I said, how about Mark? He said, no, he's a dummy. I said, why is he a dummy? He said, because he didn't wear a cape. It turned out what he meant was he wasn't a superhero on Halloween. And I said, but Mark, he's real cute, etc. And then Ross changed the subject. Oh, what about Marky? You don't think Marky was cute for Halloween? No? Why was Marky bad?
Because he was a devil.
He was a devil? What are you going to be?
Wonder Woman.
No, but what about the next Halloween?
Wonder Woman.
Ross said, you know what I'm going to be for next Halloween? He said, I'm going to be Chewbacca. And after the Chewbacca Halloween, I'm going to be Wonder Woman, right?
And after Wonder Woman Halloween, I'm going to be Spider-Man.
Yeah?
And after Spider-Man Halloween, I'm going to be Batman. And after Batman, I'm going to be Robin. And after Robin, I'm going to be Tarzan.
How about Mark? What can he be?
He'll be Batman.
And after Batman, where will he be?
He'll be devils all the time.
All the time? Why?
Because.
Can't he think of anything else besides devils?
Oh. Okay. We'll have to see what I will get.
Yeah?
We'll have to see.
We'll have to see how it comes out?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think it'll be?
I don't know.
Will you let him be something good?
Maybe we should look at the store at Penny's.
Mm-hmm.
When it's early in the morning, then we'll check what it will be.
What will it be?
don't know.
You mean something for Mark?
I don't know what will be for Mark for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
You don't know? You've got some ideas in your head?
I don't know. I don't know if they're in there anymore.
In your mind?
I don't know.
Well, what else did you learn in preschool?
Hey, this could open.
No.
It could open.
Yeah, but tell me what else you learned in preschool.
I don't know what I did.
How come you don't remember?
Because.
What?
Because I don't know.
Did you ask your teacher what you did?
I did enough talking.
Well, yes, but you didn't tell me the right answer. I want to know what you really did there. And why is Diana gone?
Because she wouldn't come back anymore.
You think she doesn't love you?
She's not going to marry me anymore.
Really? Well, maybe you need another girlfriend.
Yeah.
What do you think of the other girlfriend? Would you like to have Mandy as a girlfriend?
No, she's sad.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't have sexy hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like this.
She doesn't?
Mm.
No. Okay. Oops. Okay, well, do you have any other girlfriends here?
She was for Diana.
What? Diana?
Yeah.
Well, who else?
Just Diana.
No other girlfriends, huh?
Mm-mm.
Well, do you think Diana's going to come back?
No. She's going to marry somebody else.
Who's she going to marry?
Ryan.
Ryan? You think so? How come?
Because she doesn't like me anymore.
Really? When did that happen?
Yesterday.
When did she say? Yesterday? She said that to you? What did she say, little boy? Tell me what she said.
She says that she didn't like me.
No? Do you know why? Did she say that you were mean to her?
That she was mean to me?
Yeah. Was she? Do you know why she was mean? Did you step on her foot? No?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh, it's too bad, Russ.
Well, his watch on forever, very badly, forever, ever, ever.
Because if the tail moves, then I'll turn it back into one.
If the tail of the turtle moves, then you'll turn it back to one?
Yeah. Don't do that.
You can move it 1 hour at a time. It's a good watch because you can move it 1 hour at a time. Would you like to do that?
No.
You're doing it. It's working. Okay, you go ahead and do your work on your watch. I told Ross to tell Mommy not to go to bed in her room, but to go to bed in the boys' room, and Ross said, that's what she's doing. Right? Mm-hmm. Otherwise she was going to go to bed in the boys' room.
Yeah. Ross says, I'm a frog, not a person anymore. And he turned around and said, does that mean I get to stay up? And I said, why? Because I'm a frog. Why do frogs get to stay up?
Because they don't sleep in bed.
They don't sleep. Where do they sleep?
In homes.
No, in frogs sleep in water ponds.
But I'm sleeping in here. But
frog house? Frog pond?
In the frog pond. But right now, I'm going to see the man.
Okay.
But now I'm
not. Now you should go to bed, little.
No.
Ross wanted to hear his Wonder Woman tape, and he said, I never heard Wonder Woman. Of course, this was not true. What he meant is that by saying he never heard it, he would get to hear it. So that's sort of an argument for doing it.
Ross said, it's not me who's getting a chocolate bar, it's you, because you didn't have a chocolate bar. What did you do?
I told Ross that his grandma was a teacher. He said, no, she's not a teacher. She can't be a teacher. She's my grandma. Right? Is that right, Ross? Ross and Mark were playing in bed, but today's 15. And one of Ross's toys dropped and said, Marky dropped a toy of his. Marky needs some help. And I
went in there and helped him. And a little later, he wanted some food, and he said, I waited too long, Daddy. I said, oh, you want some food? He said, yeah. And I said, why don't you get Celia to get it for you? He said, no, Daddy. She only goes to parties. And I said, why don't you get Mommy to do it for you? And he said, she won't do it. And then he said, I want you to get it because no one else will get it for me. So then I came in and he said, I want bologna and this and that. So he wanted bologna and crackers and apple juice and everything. And I said, he said to me he wanted all those things. And then afterwards he said to Mark, he's going to get us all of those things. Ross said, he went and saw me doing some big things, and he said, I wish I was you. And I said, you wish you were me? He said, yeah, I wish I was big and strong like you. Uh-huh. Just a minute, Ross. Also, Ross said, he said that when I had it, Marky wanted it. In other words, what this was referring to was Marky had the orange piece of plastic you wrapped the electrical cord around, and when Ross had it, Marky wanted it. Now Ross tried to give it to Mark, and Mark didn't want it. And he says, now we have to go through this again. In other words, we're going to have to go through this business about he wants something else and I want something else and fighting over it and all that. Actually, they don't fight very hard, but... So he said, when I had it, Marky wanted it. And after a little bit, now we have to go through this again. Ross brought me out some sweeties. He said, here's the bubble gum and chocolate bar for you. I'm going to take the bubble gum and you're going to take the chocolate bar.
I got my bubble gum for myself.
Mm-hmm. Who got the chocolate bar?
You.
Very good. That was very nice of you. Thank you. He said, I'm the American hero who doesn't lose its instructions. So he was jumping. And then they were on top of, the boys were both on top of me and I was being a horse. And Ross said, the Ralph on top of the horse didn't lose his instructions. Oh, Mark. Is Mark okay? Anyway, the Ralph on top of the horse didn't lose his instructions. Isn't that right, Russ? And then he called me a dog horse. We're on top of a dog horse. Sort of expressly hyphenated. Russ wanted his Tarzan comic book, and I said, oh, I think they're going to have to get some more for Christmas. And he said, no, they're in the airplane suitcases. I'm sure they're there. They're in the airplane suitcases. This is, by the way, not true. But that's what he said.